Welcome to the Whack Talk podcast, where I ask questions with purpose and clear thinking. I'm your host, Weston Alexander Knutson. My goal is to equip you with answers to the hard questions that need to be asked in a world full of confusion. In today's episode, the hard question is, what do you fear? Do you fear death, the future, your past, people, the unknown? Fear is crippling. It's a virus. And yet, we also, ironically, often find a false sense of comfort in giving in to our fears. Not that we run after our fears or purposely get into situations that bring on fear, but we are so self-focused that our worries and fears are constantly on our minds, leading us to live in such a way as to be less and less at risk of experiencing what we fear. In other words, our fears help build the walls of our little world and lead to an obsession with comfort and security. But is this any way to truly live? In my last episode, I explained what true freedom is. I would argue that fear is an opposite of freedom and only enslaves. It restrains us from living as God intended us to live. When we fear, we easily give up some of our freedoms to feel more comfort and security. When we feel that comfort and security, we feel like we're in control. And that's really what this all boils down to. We want to be in control of our own lives. We want to call the shots. We don't trust God. We believe we know what's best for our lives and want to create paradise or utopia all on our own. In this little world we've been building for ourselves, over time, we naturally have our own perspectives on the rest of the world or other little worlds the people around us have created for themselves. We focus our attention on protecting this world and the perspectives that come with it. When something doesn't fit our perspective, we fear it. We worry and become anxious because something doesn't happen how we expect it to. Or we focus on all the ways something could go wrong. And we either choose to change our perspective, or we continue to fortify the worldview we've built and try to force things to go our way. Let me give an example from my own life. I don't like speaking in group settings. I fear saying something wrong or stupid. The perspective I live by is that I am an introvert and prefer to be alone or in small groups. Large groups are scary and more unpredictable. This is me listening to my fear and allowing it to control me. When I enter a group setting, I always have two choices. I can remain silent, protecting my little world by giving in to my fear, or I can change my perspective about group settings and choose to speak and overcome my fear. Either way, I'm not in control, but giving in to my fear in this situation makes me believe I'm in control because I'm feeding the lie in my head and protecting my own little world. When we don't accept that we are not in control, we allow our worst fears to control us. This affects everything: our attitudes, our mental, physical, and spiritual health, our decision-making, and our relationships. This is because our fear typically sets us in the center of the universe. When our fear controls us, we put ourselves at the top of the priority list. Think about this for a moment. What are your worst fears? How do your fears make you react to the world around you? Even a seemingly selfless fear of losing a loved one causes us to be selfish. No one else matters when we are trying to protect the one we love. And who is this actually serving? You. If you lost this person, you wouldn't know what to do with your life. This is fear controlling you. You cannot control your life, let alone someone else's. You are not God. Of course, our striving to be like God would naturally produce the opposite of who God is. We were not created to be God. We do not possess the proper abilities and characteristics to be God. Therefore, when we try to be God, we get negative results. Fear is the product of mankind trying to be God. That's it. All our fears result from you and I playing God. Why do you fear the unknown? Because you thought you were in control of your own life. But in reality, you are not. That scares you. Why do you fear death? Because you live as if you know your tomorrow. But in the back of your mind, you know everyone dies. And you don't have control over it. Why do you fear man? Because you don't have control over what people think of you or what they may say or do to you. Fear drives us to build our own little world and then protect it. Essentially, each person is constantly at odds with other people because we are all claiming to be God and fear losing the control we believe we have. Why else would people obsess over comfort and security? Why would some isolate themselves? Or why would others create division? They want to be in control, to be God, and fear losing it. Now that we've examined why we fear, what actually causes us to fear? I think three major fears answer our question. There is the fear of the unknown, the fear of death, and the fear of man, as I mentioned earlier. I've never met anyone who doesn't hold one of these fears, and each of these fears threatens the control we believe we have over our lives. They endanger our throne and the world we've created for ourselves. The first, fear of the unknown, is huge. Honestly, this pretty much envelopes every other fear together. That's because you and I like to be in the know. We don't like surprises in our everyday life. Mostly, we like plans and like to think of them as solid, for sure events. When something changes these plans, we may fear for the rest of our future. The unknown is often too much for us to think about. So, we try to ignore our entire future, including the next second of our day, which we do not know. We plan, schedule, and keep routines. That makes us feel safe. There's nothing wrong with those things, but they feed the idea we can live our lives without God. Our biggest unknown is the second fear we'll discuss, the fear of death. I think this scares people the most because we don't know when, where, or how we'll die. Again, we don't like surprises or the unexpected. Death can come at any hour. It could mean the drive home tomorrow, or an armed robbery at a bank you went to while out of town. We just don't know. But we know death comes to everyone. And that's what we hate and fear, because we cannot control death. Even suicide, an attempt to control death, may turn on us and become a failure. And last, the fear of man. This might be one of the most devastating fears because it involves others. Again, what are we all after? We desire to be the God of our own world and build our own paradise. Other people get in the way of that, and we can't control people, which scares us. It is sad how our uniqueness as individuals leads us to fear others. What makes a boring world impossible is what forms this fear in us, drawing us to a boring world. Here's what I mean. When we try to play God and fail, our fear leads us to fight for more control. Our desire for control over our world requires everyone around us to follow suit. Essentially, we want everyone to think, speak, and act how we want them to. This would create a boring and meaningless world. Fear lies to us and feeds our hunger for control. In reality, fear is nothing but the product of false gods. And when you and I try to take God's place, we are false gods. This may seem like an odd topic for a podcast episode, but the goal is to get you thinking about how you live and think. Why do you do the things you do? Is fear influencing how you live each day? With that, now I'm going to share the good news. Like I explained in my last episode, true freedom is only found in Jesus. It was for freedom that Jesus died to set us free. He died to set you free from your fear. And he rose again to bring you comfort and security in knowing he has made a sure way for new life with him. One of the biggest mistakes people make when they are fearful is trusting the government to be the solution. In my experience, and looking at most of history, the government is only after more control and more money. The government will never ask you to give them your fears and burdens. They will present a solution, but it won't be anything lasting. The government's solution is usually to stick a band-aid over the problem or celebrate the problem to make it seem normal. I'm not saying government is all bad. They have their place. What I'm saying is that when it comes down to it, the government doesn't really care about your problems. They care about your fears and your problems enough to use them to their own benefit in order to control the masses. Don't depend on the government to take your fears away or to solve your problems. There's a better option. Jesus is better and stronger than the government. Isaiah 9, verses 6 and 7 tell us, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this." Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is over all governments. He made it all and rules over all. There is a stark difference between Jesus and the government. The government tries to take more control, while Jesus already controls everything. He doesn't need to take anything from us. He doesn't need anything. The government presents false solutions, while Jesus tells us he is the solution. Who would you rather have as your savior? A distant and impersonal government who is out to take more than they give? Or Jesus, who is near, personal, and fully understands what we are going through? It's a no-brainer. Jesus will never ask you to give up your freedoms. He gave his life to set you free, and he invites you to first confess your sins and admit that you need help. And then he asks you to surrender your fears, your burdens, your addictions, and all your problems to him. He wants to take these things away from you in order to give you more freedom. Freedom isn't found in trying to go your own way, controlling your own life, or in fighting to build a paradise for yourself. And freedom isn't found in the government. Freedom is only found in laying down your life and allowing Jesus to pick it up for you. Surrender to the way, the truth, and the life. He created you and knows the best way to live. And the best way to live is with Jesus. Here are 5 takeaways I want to leave you with. The first, fear enslaves. It restrains us from living as God created us to live. The second takeaway, giving into our fears only feeds the lie that we can control our own lives. Fear drives us to obsess over comfort and security. We build walls around ourselves in hopes of protecting us from the things we fear, but we ultimately hurt ourselves and others because we were never meant to control our own world and create our own comfort and security. Only God is in complete control. Our comfort and security are only certain in Him. The third takeaway. Fear is the product of false gods. When we attempt to control our lives by putting up walls to stay safe from all our fears, we are trying to play God. When we do this, we are also allowing fear to control how we live. In reality, God is God and He is sovereign over all. When we place our trust in God, understanding that He holds the world in His hands, we can let go of our fears. The fourth takeaway. The government is not our savior or our solution. The government, more often than not, will use your fears to take more freedoms from you and hold more control over you, as Americans have clearly seen in the last 5 years. And the last takeaway. Jesus is our only hope and savior. Jesus will never take away your freedoms. He knows the meaning of freedom better than you and me, giving His life to make it possible for us to be set free from our sins. He wants us to experience true freedom. True freedom is only found in Him. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He wants us to live how we were created to live and not be slaves to our fears. Maybe you're struggling with fear right now. Maybe you've worked so hard all your life to have peace, comfort, and security, but you never seem to find it. Maybe you've shut yourself out from the world because you're so afraid of getting hurt by others. Or maybe you are scared of dying because you don't know what happens after this life. In Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30, Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Notice how He doesn't say you need to try these four things or search deep within yourself to find rest and peace for your soul. He simply says, "Come to me." Jesus is all we need. You can lay down your worries and fears and all your burdens today. Give them to Jesus. Come to Him. Confess that you've been trying to do things your own way, but you realize you can't do it on your own, and Jesus is the answer. Believe that Jesus died on the cross for your sins and rose from the grave, defeating sin and death to offer you life. He doesn't want to enslave or burden you like the world tries to do. He wants life and freedom for you. Let me know if you made this declaration or if you want to talk more about it. I'd love to hear from you and help and encourage you along the way. Thanks for listening to The Whack Talk. Click the subscribe button and watch for a new episode every 2 weeks. If you want more of my content, check out my website, WestonAKnutson.com, and my new book, A Hypnotizing World.